The world's last wilderness, not so pristine. On the surface, Antarctica appears untouched. Close up, the effects of humankind's littering of the world's oceans are clear. Greenpeace scientists gathered water and snow samples during a three-month voyage. Laboratory analysis revealed humanity's footprint on this most remote corner of the globe.
It was about one microplastic piece at least per litre. When you think of, you know, extrapolating that out to the scale of the Antarctic Ocean, it's really, really significant. And, you know, previously we thought that the Antarctic Ocean might be sort of protected by the currents around it as a sort of barrier to the plastic pollution that's a scourge in so much of the world's oceans. But now evidence is increasingly showing that that may not be the case.
The research also revealed the presence of chemicals known as per- and polyfluorinated alkylated substances, widely used in industrial processes and linked to reproductive and developmental problems for wildlife.
And this just strengthens the rationale for why we need to be taking action on land to stop that flow of plastic into the ocean, but also creating huge ocean sanctuaries at sea to allow wildlife to recover from these pressures.
It's estimated that 8 million metric tons of plastic are dumped into the ocean every year. The impact of that was clearly illustrated last week in southern Thailand, where a stranded pilot whale died having ingested 8 kilograms of plastic. In Vietnam, the once pristine beach of Hau Loc near Hanoi is covered in plastic waste. The tide may be slowly turning as global concern grows. Last week, India's Prime Minister pledged to ban all single-use plastic by 2022. In the shadow of megacity Mumbai, Bollywood movie stars are helping to clean up Versova Beach.
I'm having fun, but it's also very sad because once I came here, I got to know that the amount of waste is so high that if you dig the ground 4 feet, you will still find plastic inside.
And it will take years to properly clean the beach.
Plastic has now been found in every corner of the world's oceans, from the depths of the Pacific Mariana Trench to Antarctica. In October, world governments will decide on a European Union proposal to create an Antarctic Ocean Sanctuary. At 1.8 million square kilometres, it would be the largest protected area on Earth. Henry Richwell for VOA News, London.